Final segment here of Rosie on the House. Our 10 o'clock hour is our open line hour, our open home hour. Listener and listener-driven content. We have the lines are full. We are screening calls at the moment. It takes a little while. We like to make sure we got a good connection, that you...
What station are you listening to us? Where are you in the state?
And we don't take a lot of calls on air. What did you just say 5 minutes ago? You know, we handle those off air. That doesn't make for great listening experience. But we also have texts at 411-923. And Mike in Mesa has got a problem with his neighbor's trees. And he's talked to his neighbor about cleaning them up. And his neighbor won't do anything about it. And he's not only tired of the tree mess, but these trees are home to a large number of pigeons.
Oh.
And you know the mess that pigeons leave. And he's looking at, where can I go now? He lives in Mesa. And what I would tell you, you know, each city may have their own code on how to handle that. A lot of our arborists do a lot of...
tree law.
Thank you.
It's statewide. It's called tree law.
What to do, property lines, what you legally can and can't do. For this messy neighbor that you have, if he's breaking a law and not maintaining the trees, you know, the city of Mesa would then issue a corrective work order that, you know, if not addressed, you would get fined and so forth. So get in touch with an arborist that is familiar with the local tree law, and, you know, they can either point you to how to find your own city's tree law, or they offer a consulting fee that they can then, you know, give you a plan of action to follow. So good luck, and hope that helps with your neighbor.
Which is just one of the takeaways from today's show. We had Save a Tree in here this morning to start the show, talking trees. In particular today, the tree of the month was the Canary Island Palm, which I know I will never buy unless I can get it sexed. I would only want a male, and I'm not a big fan of palm trees, so I doubt I'm ever going to plant one. But for those of you that like them, the male Canary Island Palm never litters.
And they're nice. They're much wider than the tall, skinny ones on there. So they, if you're looking for shade, you know, that's a palm tree that actually offers some kind of shading if planted correctly. And what I forgot to mention during that hour, Wednesday, July 21st, at the Phoenix Art Museum, treesmatter.org is holding a screening of a 45-minute documentary called Intelligent Trees. And then after the screening, they're actually going to have a panel of experts discussing, you know, the documentary and the information that they have in it, including Steve Priebe, who's been on this broadcast a number of times. So if you are interested in trees and learning more about that, you can go to treesmatter.org.
Even if you're not interested in trees, that documentary is worth seeing. You aren't going to believe the communication that goes on between neighboring trees and what they tell and talk to each other through their root system. It's mind-blowing. Just curious minds want to go and watch that. It's really intriguing. How about what your takeaways are from the 9 o'clock hour? Jennifer's new Aging in Place certification and the resource that we're going to put in place as a regular part of the show.
Well, don't deny it. It's coming. We're going to all age. Just think ahead. And, you know, we'd love to hear from our listeners. Any resources or products or creative ideas you've had for aging in place, maybe for your parent or as you look forward to your own retirement. We're trying to build out a resource. We'd love to know your ideas too.
All right. Contact us at rosieonthehouse.com.
You know, we had a most asked question of the week a couple of weeks ago. And remember when I asked you about grab bars?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Not only could you put those in a brand new house, whether you're young or old, doesn't that add value to the house too as well?
Well, it does. And once you get accustomed to having it, it's a convenience. Mm-hmm. I mentioned specifically a client we have who fell and just the week before had been convinced by her family to wear a med detector. For that client, we installed a couple grab bars in their shower. She wasn't happy about it at the time. Matter of fact, she was borderline rude about it. You know, I was at her house just a week ago for something else. And she says, you know, I've really gotten where I like those. So they can look nice. They can be obtained in various finishes. Some of them can even be rigged with a night light. So as you walk in the bathroom, the places to grab and to support and catch your balance are lit. All kinds of nice features like that. So the 9 o'clock hour, aging in place, like Jennifer says, it's coming. Let's let it come with grace and preparation. 10 o'clock hour, my takeaway is encourage all of you to get in touch with Bob Ross. Your home should absolutely be surge protected, and you ought to seriously consider lightning protection as well. But surge protection should be a code requirement for every house in all of Arizona.
RosieOnTheHouse.com between now and next Saturday. If you have questions about your home, castle, or cabin, do-it-yourself maintenance, or you're looking for a certified partner to get the job done right the first time, enter your zip code, select the category of interest, and by geolocation to your home, the closest results will show. And if you are a contractor looking to join, you can fill out your application there as well.